Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. Back the other way, a layup for Cam Johnson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yep.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
He broke his shoe with his own foot.
The final 2.5 seconds run out. And how about them Tar Heels? They come into Cameron Indoor Stadium and knock off number one Duke by the final score of 88-72.
Be honest. Everybody be honest. When the big fella goes out of the game, it changes a lot of stuff for them. Zion Williamson, I've never seen anything like him, and that was a huge blow for them. And having that happen during the course of the game, you don't have time to prepare for it. So I hated that part of it because I think he's such a wonderful kid. But that was a huge blow for them at that time. There's no question.
Mild knee sprain. Knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. It's crazy that the two games we've lost here, something's happened in the first part of the game. And the preparation that you would have for the game is obviously based on your players being there.
All right, the hype of last night. Good morning, everybody. Duke, North Carolina, the hype machine was out. Tickets were expensive. Great rivalry always in any sport, not just ACC basketball. Schools real close to each other. Great tradition, as everybody knows, between Duke and the great players that have come out of Duke and the great players that have come out of North Carolina, Michael Jordan, and all the other players that have been part of it. But last night, the whole game changed in the first minute, and I'm laughing a little bit because I think Zion Williamson, who's going to be the first overall pick, is going to be okay as a mild knee sprain. After his Nikes, his PG 2.5s, Paul George, blow out in the first minute at 6'7", 283 pounds, makes a cut in the first minute of the game, hurts his knee, walks out. And boy, you know what that did, Zach. That just opened up a can of worms from he shouldn't play, shut it down the rest of the year. This is why college players need to be paid. I mean, we had more topics coming out of that game last night than in one radio show should ever have.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, exactly what's going to happen from that. And this whole hype machine last night got 38 seconds out of me. Because the minute Zion Williamson got hurt, I was done. I told my wife, I'm done. I don't want to watch this anymore. I can't. The whole point of me watching that game is to watch Zion, and when he got hurt, I went, wow, here we go. Here's the topics for tomorrow.
You're telling me that the one guy for North Carolina and the other two players are all going to be top five or six picks just didn't do it for you.
Didn't do it for me. I wanted to watch Zion, and that's it. And that's the reason why I put on Duke basketball this whole season long, was to see that freak play. And when he got hurt, first off, when was the last time you saw a shoe explode like that? Have you ever seen a shoe explode?
We have seen shoes explode. We've seen it in the NBA. But I'm actually, because they were asking this morning, how's this happen? I go, he's 6'7", 285 pounds, and moves like he's 5'10", 180 pounds.
The shoe should still hold up, though, right?
We've seen one explode like that. I mean, it was up around his ankle.
Well, when the knee, I've just never
wrapped
seen.
Around him.
I've seen that. Maybe you sprain your ankle, but it went right to the knee, It was just bad. And
but when you first saw him go down, your first reaction was what? When he literally, like, this is 38 seconds into the game.
When he didn't jump up. I mean, he looks pretty durable, but when he didn't jump up, and then you saw him down
holding
there,
holding his
like,
knee.
Because I have learned. Not, you know, Ronnie Brown got up from an injury. I know I'm going back. I'm doing the game one day, and Ronnie, after an interception, whoever threw the interception, having a great year. Ronnie makes a tackle on an interception at whatever the name of the stadium was at the time, and at home here. And he got up and walked off. He kind of limped off, and I went, oh, good sign.
He's going to be all right.
Ronnie's going to be fine. Well,
Yeah, okay, they're going to keep Ronnie out the rest of the game. Pulls out his ACL.
That's right.
So I have learned when a guy limps off, and people go, oh, it looks like he's going to be fine. Like,
it might not be that good.
I've done that three or four times on the radio, and I've been reminded by my partners, don't do that. You don't know. We see guys walk off with an ACL, limp off thinking they're fine, or a little MCL, and only the
worst case scenario.
Yeah, out for 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyway, but it was scary last night. It happened in the first minute, and of course that led to all kinds of headlines. Nike is getting blasted for this shoe. I don't know.
It's a bad look for them.
Zach, Hollywood, I don't know much about the Nike PG 2.5. I'll take it a step further. I don't know anything at all. The PG, of course, standing for Paul George, who's getting paid by Nike. And apparently, we now know Duke's got a huge contract with Nike. But it's a bad look for them.
Yeah.
As far as, and I know what's going to open up today. There's going to be all kinds of debates, and this poor guy came to college to be a one and done. He's not getting paid. And we know about the G League, and we might as well bring this, if you forgot about it, the G League next year for the top, for the elite high school players. If they don't want to go to college, they don't want to go to North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, or any of those schools, Murray
he
State.
He doesn't want to go back to D-League.
Yeah. Well, it's a G-League now, but it's going to pay $125,000 for 5 months, and they'll educate you and get you ready for the NBA. So that's going to pop up today because that's coming into play next year for guys who don't want to go. So I've been watching this back and forth, and I've kept the G-League in the back of my mind the whole time, because it's a nice alternative for guys who don't want to go to school.
Sure.
Don't even want to fake it.
Yeah.
Don't want to even put nice clothes on and get preppy to go to North Carolina or Duke every day with the rest of the kids, because they're sitting there daydreaming about, I'll be glad when these 5 months are over so I can go to the NBA, right? As soon as football's over, go to a few football games and play, and you're done. I would still rather, this is just me personally, if I was that good or my son was that good. And my son wasn't that good, and I'm obviously wasn't good enough. But in make-believe world, I'd much rather go to Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. For one season. Only thing you don't get is the money. Nobody's flunking out of school in one and done. Nobody's flunking out.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You just have to show up to class the first semester, and you're good to go.
And you're on nice jets. You're eating like a king. You're playing in front of packed houses and all these big Division I basketball programs, whichever one. We could go through a bunch of them are getting big, almost like NBA crowds.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do that and give up $25,000 a month for 5 months.
Knowing that in a couple months you're going to be drafted and probably get an $8 million a year guaranteed contract for 4 years.
I don't, Zach, the other thing is, I don't know if I want to go, nothing against the Miami Heat. I don't know if I want to go to South Dakota and play in front of 500 people.
Stockton,
in
California.
Snow. Yeah. Stockton, another.
We went through all the teams.
A little crap tomato town for Sacramento. I don't. Santa Cruz would be a little better for. But I just don't know. They're not getting big crowds. I don't know if I want to just go be in that environment.
Okay.
I think I'd rather just go. Look at Duke and North Carolina.
Well, you could be a rock star on campus.
How many NBA games this year have been as big as that Duke North Carolina game last night with Zion playing?
No, not that
many. How
many?
No.
That might have been the most expensive basketball ticket ever. I mean, I can't remember a basketball game being a $3,000 get-in price.
And Barack Obama sitting right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our Heat games down here never reached anything like that.
Listen, everybody's got time off and can get a ticket, including the former president.
That's right.
Is going to that game.
Yep.
So, obviously the disappointment of the best player in the game, the most athletic player for sure, something we haven't seen since probably LeBron James coming out of high school, and since he didn't do the college stuff, then Zion's by himself. It's just going to lead to a lot of topics today. I'm sure Coach K was one of the highest paid coaches in college.
He's got to be.
Which is a problem right there. One of the first problems.
I got a problem with that, too.
Sports is a victim of its own success right now.
I don't ever want to hear, and I say this about Nick Saban. I say it about Urban. I say it about Coach K and all these top guys. I don't want to hear their opinion on one and done coming out of high school. I want those guys. They can talk about anything else they want. shut up when it comes to that. When you're sitting there and your player's getting a scholarship, which is, you know, a Duke, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there making $7, $8, $9, $10 million with all the things you have, and you're coaching these guys. You don't have any, I hope the food's really good. We've upgraded the food and check our new chef out we have for the basketball team.
Coach K's base salary going into the season was $9 million.
Yeah.
He's the highest paid basketball coach in the NCAA.
And I'm not saying he shouldn't be.
No, what listen, he's worth it. I mean, for what he's done, he's worth it. I understand that. But yeah.
How many schools?
Calipari's two.
In Division One. Oh, yeah, I was going to say Kentucky and Duke.
Yeah.
How many schools right now, Division I schools, where basketball is still king over football? There's a handful.
Yeah, well, we just named two.
Duke and Kentucky.
Duke and Kentucky are two of the, you know, Chris Holtman from Ohio State is the third. He's the third highest paid guy in NCAA basketball. That's surprising to me.
So, anyway, there's a lot. Everybody's going to have an opinion on it. If you want to join us on the Kendall Toyota or West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Because I can tell you Duke's not going to say one bad thing about that Nike shoe.
No way.
For the amount of money Coach K's making.
Yep.
And that team's making and that sports program's making.
Yep.
Of course, North Carolina's over there with a Michael Jordan Nike.
Yeah, no contract. No problem with their shoes.
Like, hey, MJ's shoes are good. Yeah, they hold up just fine.
The glue is fitting perfect in these shoes.
So, obviously, rough night for Nike, who said they're going to check into it and, you know.
Well, they have to because it's a bad look.
So
really bad look.
I read this last night after I went right to it. So the Nike Paul George 2.5 shoes, $110 shoe. Mm. They said it's a middle-of-the-road Nike shoe. Like, why wouldn't you get – I mean, I don't know, but wouldn't you put those guys in the highest
– Yes.
I mean
– Don't even finish that sentence. Yes.
Whatever's considered
the number one shoe, yes.
Now, maybe there's nothing wrong with that shoe.
Okay.
Like, $110 Nike shoe is fine. Like, it should not explode like that. But, again, the guy's a freak.
Yeah, but that shouldn't do anything
Paul,
to
like
a
those
show.
Those Paul George shoes are pretty good.
They are?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you know all the – I'm being serious.
No, there are some big sellers at Nike. Like Kyrie Irving is huge.
Is it?
Yeah, Kyrie is one of the biggest ones now.
I don't care whose shoe it is.
LeBron, obviously.
I'm getting older and whiter every day.
Listen, it could be
– You buy any of those shoes?
You see the shoes I wear? I don't wear shoes that are $110.
Did I work in college basketball? There's a lot of kids are wearing those shoes.
Okay.
I mean, they're very popular.
But here's the deal.
I'd wear Michael Jordan's. Man.
Okay, so you
wear
that Jordan.
MJ That's logo. Fine. All over.
Shoes should not explode like that. I don't care if it's made, if it's a guy who's 280 pounds in the shoe. I don't care.
This guy is not your
don't
normal.
Don't care.
This guy
Build
moves.
Build your shoes a little better. What are you talking about?
This.
It's a basketball shoe.
Paul George
it should explode.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Paul George is about.
I don't
I'm
care.
I'm with you on that. Like, they shouldn't explode.
They shouldn't explode.
To blame Nike is a little bit strange.
Well,
what do you think the other shoe company? Puma already jumped all over. You
and
don't
they
think
should.
They need to delete their tweet afterwards.
And I'm
they
shocked.
Should.
I'm actually shocked Adidas didn't come out and say, our shoes don't do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surprised Kawhi Leonard didn't have a commercial out last night going, our shoes don't explode.
Did you see the social media that Nike's having a blowout sale event today? I was like, that's pretty good. The old blowout sale.
Oh,
Nike's going real funny. Going after all you guys going after the big guy right now. Well, real funny.
They
making
put themselves
fun.
Out there with their shoot exploding a North Carolina Duke game on ESPN.
Hyped up game.
And their shoe exploded with the best player on the court.
So what would you do if you had a one and done son? Vernon Carey's got a one and done son.
If Zion is my kid, what would I do? My kid's not playing college basketball anymore.
I'll tell you right now.
He's getting ready for the draft.
Vernon Carey is actually Vernon Carey and Vernon Carey Jr. are going to have a father-son conversation after last night because he, by the way, is on his way to be a one-and-doneer in Duke. He's one of the top two or three players in the country at university school. They've had that conversation, Vernon Carey obviously has made a lot of money as an offensive tackle, so they're in a little different situation than a lot of these families. But it's got to come up, right?
Like, of course.
Dad, what do you think? He goes, well, here's the situation. We're going to lay it out. You want to go make $125,000 and play 5 months with a bunch of guys older than you? They're going to be in and out of the NBA. Or do you want to go play at Duke, live the college life a little bit, which Vernon Carey liked a lot.
Yeah.
Vernon Carey Sr. liked a lot at the U. Do you want to do it for 1 year, take a insurance policy out, and let's go do it? I'd rather be in that. I'd rather get a chance to win a national championship. Matter of fact, I hope Zion Williamson comes back, because if he's healthy, they're going to be one of the favorites to win it all.
Of course.
I think winning a national championship is really cool still. And give up the $125,000 and see the big picture. Get an insurance policy and let's go. You guys with me or no?
If Zion's my kid, he's not playing another day at Duke.
No, you have to. I mean, if he wants to play, he should play. But, I mean, look, to go back to like a texter's texting in about this, you know, kids eating ramen noodles and all this in college, that's not the reality.
No, they're
eating. I don't know if these guys have been on the road, but I was on the road this season with a Division I basketball team.
Exactly.
Things are good, man.
Yep. That's exactly right.
You're right.
Hollywood. It's just fine, man.
Hollywood.
Staying beautiful.
University
hotels.
Miami versus Duke.
The food was fine.
No, I'm just saying, like that, and we're not even talking about a Duke
school. No, but all the ACC schools.
It's not just
the ACC. I've been on the road with my school, which is not an ACC, USF. I've been on the road with them. It's good living, man. It's not ramen noodles caged, you know, dorm room or whatever. It's not that bad. Like,
one thing, we had the athletic director on from University of Miami, Blake James, and we talked about this. And he said, hey, listen, man, we've upgraded 24-hour food, chefs coming in. These guys aren't eating that dorm food stuff that I was getting 200 years ago.
Yeah.
They're eating really
nutritionists,
well. Now,
the
they're
whole
still,
deal.
They're still not giving them the cash.
No.
But they're feeding them. There's no kids starving at midnight anymore.
No.
Those days are gone for the specialty stuff that they have at all these schools for football and basketball. It hasn't changed. Listen, we got to go to break here. We got a little late. Going to be a lot of different thoughts, but understand, we can talk the money, but as far as food,
stop it.
These guys are eating, honestly, better than any of us.
Yeah.
My wife's a hell of a cook.
No, but not like that nutritionist at UM or Duke or
they're getting after
any
it,
of those, yes.
Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back. Got to do a little CBS TV. Welcome back and good morning to everybody. So, Duke, North Carolina. I got to tell you, I had all this stuff we were going to do today, and all of a sudden that Duke, North Carolina game, you sit down and think you're getting ready to see a hell of a game and can't wait to see the Big Three led by Zion Williamson. The guy gets hurt in the first minute. His Nike shoe blows out and he hurts his knee, limps off the court. And all of a sudden, the whole topic changed. And I feel bad for North Carolina because I said, hey, is anybody going to say North Carolina kicked Duke's ass last night at Duke? Mm. We pounded them.
But you didn't have Zion out there.
Yeah, Zion, the team was down. Soon Zion went out, he is the energy bunny on that team, and that was it.
That was the worst case scenario, right, last night, 30 seconds into a game. Zion Williamson goes down.
Well, for
like
all
for all those
guys,
people that bought tickets that and paid all that money. Like, listen, I'm one of the guys.
The
hype machine, I was sold on it. I sat down last night, started watching the game. 34 seconds in, Zion's knee gets mild sprained.
Yeah.
Shoe blows out. I changed the channel.
Not to be a little selfish, but don't be afraid to play one of those games at 8 instead of 9. Hey, Zach, not that I'm trying to be like
I know. You're right.
Selfish this morning.
Listen, they're trying to get everybody to watch ESPN all night long, and everyone is waiting
for
it.
I'm all for the West Coast getting a
6 p.m. dinner.
So during dinner, they can watch the game. But, you know, some of us get up really, really early in the morning, so that's very selfish.
Joe, I turned that game off 34 seconds into the game.
Yeah, that was
there was just not, and it's crazy because we say this all the time. The top three recruits in the entire nation went to a school together, and I only was watching for number one. Two and three were out there.
Well, actually, two and three played pretty well last night.
It did to me. It didn't even matter.
Had big games. Of course, North Carolina's got a really good basketball team. If you didn't realize it, you got to see it last night as they just beat them on give and goes and just. All over the place, open shots, move the ball around, push the ball up the court, really dominated Duke last night.
Watched for Zion.
And by the way, that won't be even talked about today.
Nope.
Nobody will care that North Carolina won by 16. It's about Zion and now the future of Zion, because you know, although he's made it real clear, he's going to keep playing. But his knee now, he's got to wait on his knee because he does have a huge payday coming. Also, I give you another. There's so many parts to this because he is the best player, the most athletic player and expected to be the first overall pick in the NBA. How about they're talking about this guy's probably going to be a $5 million a year shoe guy coming out. And all of a sudden, the company thought they had the inside track because he's wearing their shoes, Nike, that gets blown out last night. Now, he's going to have to keep wearing Nikes because the school has a contract with them.
If he plays anymore.
If he plays anymore. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you don't think New Balance and Puma Adidas and Under Armour going, oh, man, we don't want to say anything publicly, but privately, we'll make a shoe with your name all over it. You will love, and we're going to pay you really good money because they're all going to want that guy.
Absolutely.
On their shoe.
They're going to be lining up at his door trying to get him to sign a contract, and now they're all going to say, remember your shoe blew up in that game? Ours don't do that.
So is the bigger story today going to be, because they've already started, but I'm really curious to see as the day goes on, and all the producers and directors and talent for everybody in our business nationally and locally around the country, Zion shouldn't play anymore. That's it. Screw you. You're not paying him any money anyway. Done. You're not playing. Or is it he's going to come back, lead his team to a national championship? This kind of ties in with being a Final Four team and being a top pick coming out in the NFL draft and going, hey, I'm going to go ahead and play. I'd like to get to have a chance to get a national championship ring. We saw some guys at Clemson are going to get that.
Yep.
And or you're like, no, you shut it down for one of those minor league bowl games, smaller bowl game. I shouldn't say minor league, smaller bowl games. And
I'm getting ready
for the combine and everything else.
I'm going the exact way of the number one pick in the NFL draft right now is when Nick Bosa got hurt, sat out the season. Zion Williamson, just you're going to be the number one pick as long as you don't get hurt. And at this point, you got to look at it as a business decision.
What if in 2 weeks? Now, I agree. If he's nicked up and there's any soreness, he doesn't play at all.
No, of course.
You do pull a bullseye. You're like, nah, I'm not playing.
Why risk it at this point?
You guys, you know, it's not like you have to stop paying me. You're not paying me now.
No.
Thanks for the great food and the nice planes we travel on. The nice Duke private plane is really nice and comfortable, and I do appreciate all that stuff. Now I see what it's going to be like in the NBA. The Duke way is a good way to go.
Duke way is a good way example for the NBA.
But there is no money, and I don't feel bad shutting it down. Don't think I haven't noticed that we're on TV
every night.
Every night. Whoever we're playing the ACC.
Doesn't matter.
All our games, we're on TV, probably getting bigger numbers, or as big a numbers, a lot of NBA teams right now playing games. So anyway, it's going to be really interesting to see what, because there are going to be a lot of people today telling Zion, going to be a lot of NBA guys telling him to shut down.
Isaiah Thomas last night on Twitter said, stop playing. Like, it's done. Like, you're going to be the number one pick. Enough. And a couple NBA players wrote it last night on Twitter.
Yeah.
You have to look at it for a business decision.
And then guys are saying, this is why you got to pay the kids. No, you're not going to pay the kids. The NBA's got this thing figured out. There's no reason to pay them because the NBA's going to pay them if they want to get paid, and that $25,000 a month, because that's what it comes to. Five months of minor league, G League basketball. Small towns now. Mm-hmm. A lot of, it's nothing first class about it. No. But you get $25,000, that's $125,000 for 5 months, plus we'll educate you. We'll have NBA people around you. You'll be around guys that have played in the NBA and get you ready for the following year when you can jump into the NBA and the big contracts and everything else.
Joe, even if he was getting $25,000 a month at Duke, I would tell him to stop playing. And I don't think it has anything to do with that, considering the fact that a couple months from now, outside of the fact that I'm a huge March Madness fan, it's probably my favorite postseason to watch, and it would be a shame if Zion didn't play in that, because that'd be fun to watch.
It would affect the tournament.
Look at it from a different perspective. If that was my kid, if you asked me the question, if Zion was your child, what would you do right now today after seeing last night? I'm sitting him out. I'm telling Zion, listen, you're going to be the number one pick in the draft unless one thing happens. You get hurt.
Yeah.
And I know it sucks, but it's the same way. Happened with a football player this year.
We're getting late in the season. We're getting, they played some games now. He has got to be 100%, and he's got to want to play. And if there's any doubt in his mind because of everybody, he's hearing everything right now. He's a social media guy like everybody. He hears it all from guys he looks up to. If it gets in his mind at all, any negative thoughts like, man,
everybody's
telling me, and he doesn't feel, and he starts thinking about injury, he shouldn't play.
No, I agree.
If all of a sudden a guy that goes at it full force plays the way he does, and he can't play that way because he's worried about one bad cut or a shoe given out or a guy undercutting him or anything else that's negative, he shouldn't play.
Joe, the last thing you're worried about on the court is your shoe blowing up, and it blew up on him last night and got him hurt.
Yeah.
Like that, that's what scares me.
Can I tell you, though? I think he's going to come back and play. I think it's his makeup is going to be I love what this has become in college basketball. It's about me.
March Madness would be the Zion show if he comes back.
Well, it'd be about those big three.
Yeah, but it's going to be really – it's the Zion, even with the three guys on the team.
Those other two guys are really good.
I know.
Now, they looked a little lost when he went out, which to tell you how important Zion is to everything. They look like they just – like the inner – like, right, the energy in the whole building and on that team was like, oh, my God, we weren't expecting to lose. Our big physical athletic monster is gone. What do we do now? Mm. So anyway, there's a lot of different parts to this thing, and everybody will have their own opinion on what you should do. I'll just say this, and this will get everybody pissed off this morning. If you got a chance to win a national championship, MJ got one at North Carolina, hit the big shot, it'd be kind of cool. That's all. If you're healthy.
I'm okay with that. I know. If you're healthy,
winning, that's with you for life. National championship. I know you don't get paid any more money for it. You know, all it does make Coach K and Duke more money and all that. Yeah. But having that and getting that ring for that would be cool going into the pros.
And I can't really argue with that outside of the fact that I have to look at it from a business decision at this point.
Right.
That's just the only way I have to look at it because he is the number one pick in the draft.
Let me ask you this. Vernon Carey and Vernon Carey Jr. sitting home watching that last night.
Scary.
And he's going to that school.
I know. It's scary.
So Vernon Carey, 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Big physical dude.
Yeah, built from the outside.
Built a lot like that dude that got hurt last
night. You're right.
He's sitting there with his dad last night, who played right tackle for the Dolphins for a long time. A little left tackle. And what did that conversation go like? Aren't you kind of curious?
Ooh.
I mean, it's one thing for us.
Yeah.
But there's a father and a son. Son that good and a father and a real tight bond between them, that's an interesting one.
I don't know what that conversation was like, but
we got to try to track. We're gonna try to track Big Vern. Big Vern down.
Well,
today.
Smaller Vern now.
Smaller.
He's not as big as you know. Left tackle.
Spent a lot of time with him. We talked for a long time in a corner at a function this past summer, and I was really liquored up when I was talking to him. I know how liquored up he was, but I was.
I wonder how that conversation went.
That I can just tell you that night wasn't real good. Not one of my best MC moments, I can tell you that. Maybe I drank a little too much vodka before I went up there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
But it was a fishing tournament, so I figured they were a little more.
Ooh, you throw up on the boat?
No, okay. I didn't go to the fishing tournament. Oh. I just drank like the fishermen.
Gotcha.
That's all. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. But anyway, it will be an interesting one. We're running late. We got a lot more stuff to get to this morning. I got to tell you, I heard one of the worst comments yesterday by an NFL general manager. It made me sick to my stomach. It was pathetic. I couldn't disagree with somebody more. When we come back, I may have these comments made that I want to get everybody's take on this. I couldn't disagree more with a guy running one of the top organizations in professional sports than the idiot comment I heard yesterday. It actually really pissed me off. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As people stayed up and watched Duke and North Carolina last night on kind of a slow night in sports with the NBA coming back in action tonight. Matter of fact, the Miami Heat are in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers minus Joel Embiid, who's going to be out a week or so with a sore knee. Hurricanes in town to take on the Panthers as well tonight. We'll have Coach Boogeyman with us a little bit later on in the show as well.
You said the Carolina Hurricanes? That's the guy who owns the AAF.
That's right. Yeah. Down here.
That's how I know him.
How about my man throwing $250 million basically save that deal?
Yeah, you're right.
Now, they can say whatever they want. No, it was all plant. No. No, he saved you because somebody bailed out that you were counting on, said, I don't know about this, and he was all in. That's lucky.
Joe, they didn't make payroll week one.
Yeah, that's, such a bad look.
That's something I expect.
Such a bad look.
The XFL, that's what I expect from the XFL. Like something like to happen there.
Yeah, but
not the AAF who's got a CBS deal and all that.
Even Vince McMahon, we know he's already made it clear. He took out $100 million of stock out of what he owned. That'll get you going pretty good. $100 sure. million. Dollars. But I'll tell you what, football can suck it up real quickly, too, if you don't get off to a decent start. All right, so I wanted to bring this up just to get away from that Duke, North Carolina, and Zion Williamson situation from last night. The fallout and everything around Antonio Brown, Steelers have come back and said, hey, we're not just going to give him away. And so I get that. And by the way, they should be coming out and saying that, and they should feel that way. They're going to get as much as they can for him, and there's going to be a lot of different parts to this thing because also we've got Antonio Brown who wants a guaranteed contract, which means he wants a brand new contract, so that will have to be taken care of. Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert came out and said Ben Roethlisberger, as far as calling out teammates on his radio show, he's got absolutely no problem with it. If the players were smart, they'd listen to Ben on the field and on his radio show. I have no problem with anything Ben Roethlisberger says. Anything he says, they should listen. And I thought, you big wuss. Ben's already half idiot. Like, Ben doesn't act like the other quarterbacks. I want to start because I figured this was going to pop up today, and you got to go back, and I was like, all right, just think of Tom Brady. Think of some of these guys. We did have Aaron Rodgers during camp say his receivers got to play better. Didn't call out any individual, but he did as a group say, you know, we got to get better. But Ben Roethlisberger goes on his radio show and calls guys out on the Ben Roethlisberger show on a radio station in Pittsburgh and calls guys out and then says what happened. A coach had to chew him out pretty good in the meeting. We had to go over this stuff. It's great for fans, okay? They want to know. I just think it's really bad when you go outside of the locker room and you start ripping teammates as a player.
Yep.
I think it's a bad look.
Horrible look. I think for a leader of a team to do that? Come on.
I just think, and this is one of the things Antonio Brown was talking about, but I get it now. Kevin Colbert answered the whole thing. Like, Antonio Brown might as well mention Kevin Colbert. Like, oh, yeah, we let him say whatever he wants to say, man. If he wants to call some rookies out, hey, man, they should learn because Ben's been around and won a couple of Super Bowls. I think it's terrible, man. I don't care who you are. I want to say this, and I know, you know, the Dan Marino thing. We talked about Duper and Clayton, and I've been around Duriel Harris, who is also high friggin' maintenance. No matter what happened, if those guys have problems, and they have problems, it's usually about targets.
You know, of course, getting the ball.
Yeah. It's been like that forever, right? It's just gotten and money. Money comes into play, too. I need to get paid and all that, and it's always been kind of a receiver thing. I have never, ever heard Dan Marino go to TV or on a radio show ever and throw anybody on his team under the bus.
Here's an example of why Ben Roethlisberger sounds like an ass clown and this guy Colbert sounds worse.
The second one to James, he has to make it. I think he just didn't trust his hands. For some reason, he jumped/dove. I'm not really sure what he was doing. We looked at it, and Coach got on him pretty good yesterday, and you know, we took a long, hard look at it. You know, James needs to just run through that. It's a touchdown. Juju's was a little tougher, but James, he needs to make that play. Yes, he's a rookie, but he can't be out there if you're going to make those kind. If you're not going to make those plays for us.
It's not for him to say.
No. Say it in a meeting. Say it to a coach. Do whatever you want indoors. Don't do it outside like that.
I don't even want Mike Tomlin coming on a radio show.
No. And ripping a guy?
By the way, it's great for us if he does. I mean, if you get a guy coming on. You ever hear Belichick ever?
No.
Belichick says, we got to coach better. Mm-hmm. We got to play better. This is on me. The Miami Miracle is a great example. I got to coach better. Players got to play better. We got to get a better plan. Same things.
And we're on to the next team.
All right, next game. Jets and Bills coming up. Okay. Playoffs around the corner.
Yeah. But this guy Colbert was just stupid yesterday.
But he just gave him the green light, like, hey,
of
Ben,
course.
It's about you. And then you're going, ooh, I can see now where there's going to be guys. It's bad enough if you get in our situation. Don Shula made you accountable for everything. And I know those days are long gone. Shula called you out right to your face in front of teammates.
Can't do it anymore, yeah.
In a meeting. But let's face it, if you're playing with guys and you want to get their respect and stuff and you're getting called out for not being very good or making a bad play or you got to catch this or maybe I need to get somebody else, I mean, it sticks with you pretty good. The last thing I need is a quarterback to come out and say the same thing on his radio show. Right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I got it from Coach Shula. I got to quit calling him Shoes. Coach Shula, I don't need it from you. And I'm not saying that Danny didn't have disagreements with Duper and Clayton, and there weren't guys salty from time to time about, hey, man, you know, and like I said, quarterback's in a tough situation when you got a lot of good receivers. Pittsburgh had a lot of good receivers.
Yeah.
Marino's got two guys that are two number one dudes, Clayton on one side, Duper on the other. And I can tell you, man.
One football.
One guy didn't get a lot of football thrown to him. I love them both. But they were salty.
Yeah.
And Danny, they didn't go salty to the coach. They're like, hey, Danny, you audible. Everybody, you audible a lot. Like, you can go to anybody you want. This is on you. I ain't going to the coach. This is on you, me and you. Hey, man, I'll get you the ball. You know, it's just that matchup, that guy. But they worked it out, and then it was over. There was no, even if they yelled a little bit at each other, yeah. You know.
Like you didn't see Danny go on a radio show ripping them after that, or Duper going on a radio show ripping Danny. Like, it just doesn't happen like
Marino
that.
Marino was the leader. Mm-hmm. He was the leader of the club, man. He just, there were certain things he knew, and you just didn't do. I mean, growing up and stuff. So, I was just shocked. I don't know if anybody else, but Steelers general managers, they, to Kevin Colbert, came out and said, he can say whatever he wants. They should all be listening to him because Ben knows.
Oh, the quote is ridiculous.
It's just the most embarrassing thing. You couldn't make it up. It's just
if I'm the Rooneys, if I'm the president of the team right now, I'm telling my GM, shut up. Like, this is not making anything better. He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. I want
52
them.
52 kids under him?
Now here's where I look at that. How many guys on that team have been in the league 5, 6, 7, 10 years, been to 6, 7 Pro Bowls, including their center, who we used to have their twin brother down
no,
here.
No, they got a bunch of good offensive linemen.
So he's one of the 52 kids on the team that should listen to Big Ben, huh?
I just thought it was
Marquise
really
should listen to Big Ben because Big Ben's been there before.
Now, I know Ben's good. I'm not saying
okay,
Ben Roethlisberger's not very, really good.
You don't hear the GM of New England coming out and saying this. Everyone should be listening to Brady. He knows what he's doing. Because you don't say that.
Never.
You don't say that.
Weird one, man. Just a weird.
Yeah, that was a weird quote when I read it. Yes.
I'd love to know what Mike Tomlin.
Oh, I don't know.
Thinks about this.
He probably is not happy about this.
Probably everything going on, and Le'Veon Bell comes out yesterday. Free at last, free at last, free at last.
I mean,
jeez.
If you're a free agent and you see the two best players on the team outside of Big Ben, couldn't wait to get out of there. I can't wait to get out of here. And this is not an organization that's been, you know, bad over the years. It's been one of the best in the NFL over the last 30, 40 years. Can't wait to get out of here.
Pittsburgh's not used to this.
No,
Pittsburgh's
of course
fan
not.
Base is not used to this. They're not used to seeing stuff from two of their best offensive weapons like Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. And so I'll tell you what, though, it's going to make for an interesting offseason, see what Le'Veon Bell's going to get in the open market after just passing on almost $15 million, and now to see what he's going to get on the open market. You know what's weird about Le'Veon Bell? He's only 27.
I know. Gosh. I know.
He's only 27.
He's not 31 looking for a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, and there's a few teams out there that got stupid amounts of money under the cap right now that you have to spend, by the way. You have to spend. One thing about the NFL, I know it gets ripped for a lot of things. I love the fact that you can't sit on like, hey, we're going to save $80 million this year. We're going to go on the cheap with these guys.
Got to get to a certain number.
You got to get to a certain number. And so Le'Veon Bell's got three or four teams out there, got a lot of money to see.
Le'Veon's going to get paid. He's not getting that $14 million back that he left on a table last year in Pittsburgh.
No, nobody's going to add that on to
But he is going to get paid, and he is going to get a nice signing bonus. One of these teams is going to give him a ton of money, and a ton of money up front.
Well, and then the other one, of course, is Antonio Brown. And
same with him.
The way he handled everything. Team said they're not going to give him away. That was also part of it yesterday. We want to make sure that we get a fair amount. It's just the whole thing. Never thought I'd be sitting here talking about Pittsburgh being somewhat dysfunctional. Whoever you want to blame. But I got to tell you, I it comes from the top with the general manager, Kevin Colbert. Like, oh, man, Antonio Brown wasn't completely off. He wasn't completely off. You get You're telling your quarterback pretty much, hey, he can do whatever. And this guy, Ben Roethlisberger, shouldn't be saying a lot. He's probably lucky the Me Too movement wasn't back when he was in the bathroom.
You're 100% right.
Strong-arming ladies, you know. He's probably pretty lucky.
He's been through the gauntlet of all that before it all really started. And, social media-wise.
Up in Tahoe at the golf tournament. Yeah. Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Think about it. You're right. Think about it. That happened today instead of 10 years ago.
Hey, listen, man,
ago.
I feel the same way.
No, you're right. I mean, yeah, but you weren't called out like that.
No.
Come on.
And we got a lot more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hour coming up here as we're waiting on the Bryce Harper thing. By the way, looks like it might be between Philly and maybe my San Francisco Giants.
Your dad's got to be happy.
Trying to jump in. Oh, yeah, getting old dad there all fired up thinking they got a chance to get him out there.
But one team's not going to get him. You know that, right? One of those two teams not going to get him.
Yeah, one's going to be very disappointed. One's getting teased right to the end here.
Oh, that's it.
As the full squad reports. And, you know, there's some teams still hoping they got a chance on him. We got to take a quick break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.